And now, the Goldbergs. After Sylvia Allison left town, putting an end to the confusion and turmoil into which he's thrown everybody, Jake Goldberg looked forward to a little peace and quiet in the bosom of his own family. But Jake was too optimistic. He is now the reluctant host of another visitor, Seymour's sister, Bertie. It seems that Bertie found out that Seymour is in love with Rosie Goldberg, and she's determined to nip this romance in the bud. Well, as it turned out, it was Jake who did the nipping. But Bertie isn't through with the Goldbergs yet, as Jake is soon to discover.
Well, darling, why don't we get in a few minutes, darling? I'm just beginning to stir, darling. And I'll be finished in a little while. Papa wanted pancakes, so you have to wait a few minutes just for pancakes, darling. You don't make it 1, 2, 3. There's Papa and Sammy. Papa's on the porch, and Sammy went to the mill. Sammy ran to the mill. Why did he run to the mill? Why didn't he wait for the pancakes? I told him I would be done in a jiffy, huh? Tell Papa in a few minutes I'll be ready for the pancakes.
Why did you have to bother with pancakes, Mom?
Because your Papa had a sudden desire for pancakes.
Well, Molly?
Yeah?
I'm
just beginning to stir, darling. I'm just beginning to stir. And I'll have them ready in a jiffy.
Make plenty, Molly.
As much as the potatoes will make, that's how many pancakes I can make. And that's not so many, Jake, darling, because I neglected to order potatoes when I was in the village. But what I have, darling, I'm making.
Then I hope we are not having company for lunch.
We have no company for lunch. Papa's already worried we're going to have company for lunch. Oh, Rosie, darling, so don't stand, dear. Put knives, put forks, put pepper,
right,
put salt, put bread, put butter. Go, Mama, you. Why do you have to stand? Jake, should tell you, darling, please.
All right,
Mama. Hand me from over there, darling, the big box of salt. I want to shake myself in some salt. Go, dear. Oh, thank you very much. Rosie, dear, where did Seymour's sister Bertie rent?
In the village. I wish she'd go home.
Suppose she will. She didn't came here permanently. I wish she'd go home. Put on napkins, darling, can you?
All right.
So Papa, dear, put on napkins.
Aren't you going to eat?
I'll nibble also. Present a drink. And bracelets, everything. Daddy.
Ma.
Yeah?
Did Seymour's sister say anything else to you?
No, darling.
You think that a woman of her age would have more sense. Imagine thinking that I would be an obstacle in Seymour's life.
Well, Molly, my appetite will be over soon.
All right, darling, in a minute. Appetite will be over. Papa thinks in 1, 2, 3. I can shake pancakes out of my sleeve. You don't really have to peel the potatoes. I can rub the potatoes. Stir up the potatoes. You don't make 1, 2, 3. It's easy to make a chicken. You put the chicken in the stove. 1, 2, 3. If it's a springer, it gets done. Take the pancakes or something else. Oh, Rose, darling, go out in the chicken coop and see if I have an egg and the eggs today. Yeah, darling,
all right.
The chicken coop, darling. I don't know what's the matter with my white leghorns. They're not laying. Go, dear.
Yes, I
am. And don't tarry because Papa's hungry and I'm beginning to fry already, dear.
All right,
see? Please, dear. Now, I want a diamond ring and bracelet. And everything. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. I will look well in sables and everything. Daddy, this car is labeled. And Daddy, dear, you have to be very gentle with me. Gentle and
we are not waiting for Seymour's sister Bertie to eat with us.
All right, Jay, darling. Don't start ready with Seymour's sister Bertie, please. Sit, Rosie, darling. Here, dear. Sit.
All right.
Sit, Jake, please.
I'm waiting for everybody.
Sit, darling. You're my everybody.
Did you hear that, Rosalie?
These pancakes look wonderful, Ma.
So even while they look wonderful, please.
Come already, Molly.
I'm coming, darling. I'm just filling you out.
No, you have time to fill me out.
I'm coming this second. I know you like coffee together.
Can I have one for her?
cash, Papa first, Rosalind.
It's all right. Help yourself, Rosalind. That's all you made, Molly.
Jack, darling, I told you I didn't have many pancakes, and as many as I had, so I made. It'll be 3 for you and 2 for each. I'm sorry I didn't have more pancakes. Oh, Seymour?
No invitations, Molly.
Come here, Seymour.
I'll have another pancake, please.
I was down to the post office and I asked for your mail. There wasn't any.
Sit down, Seymour.
Thank you.
Some salt, please?
Just waiting for my sister. She knows I came here to tell you there wasn't any mail.
Oh, where is your sister, Seymour?
She's inquiring about the bus schedule.
Is she going home today?
We're not on speaking terms, so I don't even want to ask her questions.
Did you have your lunch, Seymour?
No, I didn't have time. Well, I don't mind skipping lunch.
Eat, Molly.
You want a glass of milk, Seymour?
Your second pancake is getting cold, Molly.
Sit over here, Seymour.
Don't you like pancakes, Seymour?
Oh, I do, very much. I could eat them by the dozen.
Mrs. Goldberg makes them by the pair.
Oh, if there's not enough, I mean...
Oh, telephone. Sit, everybody.
All right, now.
No, I
better not. No. Hello? Yes? Yeah, please quiet if you don't mind 1 second till I find out who's on the other end of the wire, please. Hello? Yes? Who? Speak a little louder, please. Who? Oh, yes, Mr. Miner.
From the garage?
Just 1 minute. He wants to talk to you, Jake.
What does he want?
Just 1 minute here, Jake, dear.
I only had 2 pancakes,
so you'll
Molly.
Have 2 pancakes.
Hello? Yes, Mr. Miner. What can I do for you? Yes. What do I know about you? Mr. Schlissel? Just a minute, please. Who is Mrs. Schlissel?
Does she mean Mrs. Bertie Schlissel?
Mrs. Bertie Schlissel? Yes.
That's my sister. Did she get hurt?
Reference for what? A trailer.
A trailer?
She wants to buy it from you?
What does she want with a trailer?
Her brother waits for me. That's all I know.
Does she want to buy it?
That's up to you, Mr. Miner. Yes, of course the boy's job is secure.
I'm not going to be her security.
All right, Mr. Miner. That's all I know about the woman. And I don't want to be personally involved. Goodbye.
I don't blame you, Mr. Goldberg.
What does your sister want with that trailer, what?
This is news out of the sky to me, too, Mr. Goldberg, I assure you.
My pancake, Molly, please.
What is she buying a trailer for? Brady?
Yes?
Brady, we just got a call.
I know. K.O. from Mr. Miner, huh? He wanted to know who I knew in this town, Mr. Goldberg, so I gave you as reference.
Won't you sit down, Brady?
Brady, what do you want with a trailer?
Pancakes.
Yes, potato pancakes. Here, if you like them, they're yours.
Thank you.
Where's my hat?
Brady, what is this? Mr. Miner tells me you're interested in the old trailer he has for sale.
That's right. I'll eat pancakes. Good.
What are you going to do with a trailer, Brady?
I'm going to see the world.
What for?
What do you mean, what for, says the world? I want to see it.
You don't even know how to drive.
If you know how to drive a taxi, you know how to drive anything.
Since when do you know how to drive a taxi?
My husband has driven a taxi for 5 years.
So what?
Will you let me eat my pancake, please?
How are you going to pay for it, Brady?
I'm eating, Seymour, please.
Brady, I can't be your security. I'm only a salaried man.
You can help me with a face payment, Seymour. After that, I'll have 40 weeks to pay.
How will you pay it?
I have an idea.
What idea?
Seymour, please.
What's your idea, Brady?
Seymour, for goodness sakes, I'm eating. When I finish my pancake, I'll tell you.